Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in Mid-Missouri. I'm Ryan Levy. Grain bins dot the rural landscape across the Midwest. They provide storage for corn and soybeans, but if precautions aren't taken, workers can be crushed, sometimes to death, by the grain. It's called grain bin entrapment, and cases rose by 15% nationwide in 2014. KBIA's Samantha Kummerer tells us about a new device that looks to prevent these incidents.
That bin's got a lot of grain in it.
Every harvest season, John Sam Williamson fills his five grain bins on his farm in Columbia with 80,000 bushels of grain.
We try to make things as safe as we can, and some of it you just have to be careful, but it's like sharp knives. You have to be careful with them, but you need sharp knives.
But as a sixth-generation farmer, Williamson knows the price of not being careful.
Grain can crust over if it's spoiled a little bit on top, and it can break through and you could fall down in there. And I know two people that have been killed exactly like this, getting down in a grain bin and suffocated.
According to a recent study out of Purdue University, the fatality rate in these incidents has decreased over the years, but there have been some spikes, including last year. In 2014, there were 38 grain bin entrapments, and of those, 17 were fatal. Researchers from Purdue say the real number might be higher because two-thirds of grain bin storage capacity in the U.S. is exempt from OSHA injury reporting standards.
The chances of somebody surviving are very slim. You get down in there, even if you're up to your neck. The pressures pushing down from above are going to be so great. As you exhale, your chest gets smaller, and the grain will pack tight around you, and you can't expand your chest to take a breath.
When MU mechanic Kenny Bassett first heard about these numbers, he was shocked.
And I thought, why don't they have a device that prevents them from ever sinking into the grain?
The grain industry has invented rescue kits and safety harnesses, but Bassett was envisioning something different. A net.
If you walk out on the grain, you're walking on the net.
The invention he now calls the spider resembles a spider web. It would be permanently fixed to guide wires on the side of the bin.
Before you went into the bin, you either mechanically locked the winch that the lifting device is hooked to, the lifting components. You lock that winch so the net will not fall. So as you're walking across the grain, you're really walking on a secure net.
The idea is for the net to be able to be moved up and down as grain enters and leaves the bin. Bassett wants it to be easy to use or even something the farmers can build themselves. But the small prototype is still in a dream phase, and Bassett is working on applying it to real life.
I really have a full faith in my mind and my heart that it's going to mechanically work. And it will represent something that will flat out prevent anyone from ever dying in grain again. And that alone makes it attractive.
Seems like he would put several thousand bushels in there already.
Back at his farm in Columbia, Williamson has never had an incident. He doesn't own a safety harness, but he thinks it wouldn't be a bad idea to invest in one.
We haven't ever had that here. Could happen this afternoon, but if you're careful and keep everything in good repair and kind of follow basic common sense principles and some of the rules that are printed on the bins, then you should be okay.
In the coming months, Bassett hopes to build a larger prototype on a grain bin. Samantha Kummerer, KBIA News.
To learn more about Bassett's spider and see pictures of his prototype, visit our website at kbia.org. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Levy.